joining us. The market way up, and Mark Myers from Stern Agee and Leach is studying that and hoping it'll stay that way. How about it, Mark?
Yes, boy, it has been a great year so far. The Dow was up yesterday about 87 points. So far, year to date, the Dow Jones is up 15%. Now, last year, the Dow was up only 7.5%, so we've already doubled that halfway through the year. Now, as far as individual companies go this morning, we did hear from Walt Disney. They reported earnings and revenue that beat Wall Street expectations, and that stock is up nicely this morning. The media giant posted net income of $1.5 billion, which is a 32% increase from a year earlier. They reported earnings of 79 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for only 77 cents a share. Revenue increased 10% to $10.5 billion. Growth at their ESPN unit rose 6%, and revenue at its parks business rose 14%. And I'm sure everyone's heard of Iron Man 3. They sales for Iron Man 3 have already done $711 million in global sales so far. So Walt Disney is loving that. Now, we also heard from Electronic Arts. If you don't know who Electronic Arts is, they're a video game maker, and they make popular games like Made in NFL and The Sims, Medal of Honor. That stock is up sharply this morning, and partially it's because they reported earnings. They did miss on their earnings. They reported earnings of 55 cents a share, and Wall Street is looking for 57 cents a share, but they did beat on revenue. Revenue was a little bit better than what everyone was expecting, but the main reason the stock is up about 7% this morning is because they came to a deal with Walt Disney. They came to a licensing deal with them to make video games based on the Star Wars movies. So watch for that in the coming months. Now, we also heard from Whole Foods, which is the largest U.S. natural and organic grocery store chain. They reported earnings that beat on the revenue side and the earnings side. They reported earnings of 76 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for only 73 cents a share. Total sales grew an impressive 13%. Now, we also heard from a company called Mondelez. If you have not heard of Mondelez, this is a company that was spun off from Kraft Foods back in 2012. Kraft Foods back then decided to spin off its global snacks and candy group. And Mondelez includes several of these snack foods, including, most importantly, Oreos and Cadbury product lines. The newly independent maker of Cadbury chocolates and Oreo cookies reported earnings of 34 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 33 cents a share, so it was a nice report there. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, looks like it is going to be a very, very flat open. The Dow looks like it may open up right now down about 4 points.
Let's just where it needs to start and just zoom on up. I tell you, Mark, it's got to drop some, but it sure does help a lot of people who have their retirement or their investments, life insurance, different investments tied up in the market right now.
Yeah, it makes everybody feel better, and then when they feel better, they end up spending more money. When they spend more money, our economy starts to grow, and then we start hiring more people.
And buy more of that chocolate that you're talking about.
Exactly. And my favorite, Oreo cookies.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark.